Hello, I'm Karen Carniel, Deputy Editor at Cell, and you're listening to a Cell Paperclip. Metformin is a drug widely prescribed to treat type 2 diabetes. In addition, it seems to reduce cancer risk in humans and can increase lifespan in model organisms such as the nematode C. elegans. Dr. David Gems of University College London is here to tell us his new findings about the mechanism by which metformin slows aging in worms. Unexpectedly, the drug's effects are not only on the cells of the animal. David, thanks so much for joining us. So I would guess that most people have assumed that metformin's physiological effects are due to perturbations of animal cell signaling pathways. Could you please tell us what your starting hypothesis for the new Cell paper was and why you developed it?
We were really just interested in trying to understand how metformin affects aging. And there's quite a lot of ideas about how metformin, you know, impacts on the cell, for example, through AMP kinase activation, but it's really not clear. So we kind of stumbled on this finding, which was that the effects on aging in C. elegans of metformin really seem to be dependent on the microbes that the worms are cultured with.
What was the initial observation?
We were looking at essentially, initially, just replicating some earlier findings from a really great study from Brian Onken and Monica Driscoll at Rutgers, which showed that metformin can slow aging in worms. And we just wanted to check that the effects weren't working through the E. coli food source, which is, you know, sometimes seen as a kind of a, just like a sort of technical glitch or a confounding factor. And what we found was that if we irradiated the bacteria that the worms were grown on, the longevity actually disappeared. So we have a kind of a history here of wondering about the significance of E. coli in the diet of C. elegans. People think about the E. coli in C. elegans as just its food. But actually, there are a number of reasons for thinking that it's a lot more than that. In fact, you can't culture C. elegans without live bacteria. The bacteria really seems to have to be alive for worms to really grow properly. So one hypothesis is that, you know, C. elegans is like higher animals in that it requires microbiota in its intestine. So this view would say that it's not the model the organism C. elegans is not just the worm and its food source. It's actually, in a way, a dual organism. What's sometimes called a holobiont. So that became our hypothesis, that maybe actually the drug is working on aging in the worm through its effects on the holobiont.
So in pursuing that notion, what did you find to be the main effects of metformin on E. coli that then impacted the worm's lifespan?
And we looked at a number of different things, like changes in the coat of the cell wall of the microbes, which can affect the elegans, but it wasn't that. But we had a clue from some earlier work where we found a worm mutant which was defective in folate synthesis that actually caused an increase in lifespan in C. elegans. So we thought, well, maybe it's folate synthesis. So we, using a mass spec, we looked at the folate in these bacteria treated with metformin, and they were changed. They were different. So that led us to the idea that actually altering the folate metabolism in the microbe was actually causing the increase in lifespan in the worm. And we were quite excited about this because metformin in people actually disturbs folate metabolism. It actually can cause folate deficiency. So this is one of the things which, in a way, got me very excited about this work, is the possibility that actually metformin might be having beneficial effects on people through its effects on microbiota, on the bacteria and other microbes in the gut.
So you'd mentioned before, C. elegans eats E. coli, it's its food source.
Yeah.
And so how analogous is the nematode E. coli relationship and the mammalian gut microbiota relationship?
That's a good question, actually. It's interesting to look at that analogy between the human microbiota and the E. coli food source. So the way that the microbiota is viewed in relation to the host is as commensal, okay? So commensal means eating from the same table, literally. So essentially what's happening is, you know, you're eating food, let's say complex carbohydrates that go into your gut, and you're digesting those carbohydrates, and your gut microbes are also digesting them. And then some of the fatty acids, for example, released by the microbes actually end up being part of your nutrition. In the case of C. elegans, it's a little bit different because the worms are actually eating the microbes. So what actually happens in the young worms, all the microbes get chewed up, but very quickly, some of the microbes actually then stay alive in the lumen of the intestine of C. elegans. So in a way, they are actually eating the corpses of their siblings, basically. So there's a sort of they're commensal and almost cannibal.
So then finally, can you elaborate a little bit more on your previous comments about the effects of metformin and folate in humans and speculate on how your findings might actually translate to diabetic patients taking metformin?
It seems like there's a whole new perspective on drug action here. In particular, what we have is the possibility that maybe metformin is providing health benefits to some extent through its effect on the microbiome, which we know can have effects on metabolic health. So maybe it's altering folate metabolism and reducing particularly methionine production, which is what we think is happening in the worm, and thereby producing health benefits. So it raises all kinds of possibilities. Firstly, of the possibility of altering the microbiome of people who have diabetes in such a way that makes it more sensitive to metformin. More broadly, there's the possibility of developing other drugs that actually specifically target the microbes in the gut. But all this is very speculative. I mean, what's really needed at this stage is to try to look, for example, in animal models like in the mouse, to try to see how metformin alters the microbiome and to try to work out whether effect of metformin on metabolic state in animal models is actually being mediated through changes in the microbiome.
Thanks so much for speaking with us today, and congratulations on a really fascinating paper.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dr. David Jem studies aging at University College London. You can check out the paper from Cabrero et al. In the March 28th issue of Cell and online at cell.com. I'm Karen Carniel, and you've been listening to a Cell Paperclip.